Man, I tell you, I don't know about you. I've seen a lot of them, but I didn't realize we had that many kids in this church. Now, watch this. Here's what's so exciting, man. It's been like that all three services. And so triple what you saw today is what you're ministering to. I want you to go with me to Galatians 4. We're going to hit it pretty clear today, pretty quick today. So I'm not just saying that. I know some of y'all doubt me, especially some of you who are closest to me that happen to be my son. He kids me all the time. He said, Dad, every time you say it's going to be a short sermon, it's three times what you say it's going to be. I said, yeah, I just kind of want to fire you up, give you false hope. But I want to bless you today because the Lord wants to bless you today. And I want us to go back to what we learned last week. And then we're going to come right off of that. And here's what I want you to know. Do not live as a slave. That's not what God's children are made to be. Uh-oh, what did I just say? You are God's what? Children. And we're going to talk about an issue that few people get. First of all, I want to thank God that because today, as we've had service, guess what? People have gotten saved today in both 8 o'clock and 9:30 service, okay? And so I want to give some of y'all heads up for this reason, man. I want you to know that God wants to bring you in to the kingdom. He wants you to receive the inheritance that He has prepared for you. And I want you to understand this because we got a lot of people that go to church, but they never live. They never get to live the full and abundant life because they always live with this slave mentality. They live under the law instead of in relationship with God. And God has really come in the name of Jesus to set you free. How many of y'all understand that? God wants you to live in freedom. And here's what freedom means. I am in relationship to heaven because of the cross of Jesus. I'm in relationship to heaven because of the cross of Jesus. Now, when you saw Aaron and John get baptized, that's what they were proclaiming. When they come out of the water, what does that signify? What does that symbolize? Freedom to be something different than I previously was. That's salvation. I don't have to keep being what I am. I can be what God's made me to be now. Now, let me give you three things that were covered last week. What did Paul say? He said, listen, in the kingdom of heaven, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor Greek. Jew nor Greek. I guess, now I'm going to tell you this. This is going to blow your mind. In the Bible in this phrase of Scripture takes care of the three main social issues that you hear discussed every week. First of all, he said, in the kingdom of God, it's not about Jew or Gentile. Racial issues are not God's issue. Amen. They're yours. Now, let me help you. In the 21st century, if you still see everything in black and white, then you need to be redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me show you. The black and white issue that has plagued America is a very small issue in history compared to all of human history. About 200 years or so. Don't what? How many of y'all still watch a black and white TV? I don't. I don't even watch a color TV. I want my TV in high def. I want it defined to the detail. I like its dimensions, its colors, its richness, its reflection. Some of you all need to wake up. You need to get rid of your black and white mind and start living in the high definition mind that the Spirit of God will give you. That's where the freedom is. It's not about racism. So if you go to heaven and tell God, hey, God, I think I need to get in because I'm white, bad deal. If you go to heaven and think Al and Jesse Jackson are going to plead your case in heaven, bad deal for you. The racial kind of stuff doesn't walk in heaven. It's not God's concern. That's your concern. You don't get credit for being white. You don't get credit for being black. You don't get credit for being brown. You don't get credit for being red. You don't get credit for being pink in the summer and white in the winter. You don't get any credit for color. Have I made myself clear? Somebody hear what I'm talking about. You do not get any credit. So watch this. When you go to heaven, you go to heaven, if you start all that right jazz, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. How many of y'all want God to demand His right? You don't want that, Leonard?
No, sir.
You want God to demand His right? Well, hold on. Don't we all stand up with our signs and say, I have a right to this? Some of y'all are ticked off half a week because you feel like you're violated for some reason or not. What if we lived as much as we demanded?
You're violating my rights.
Lord, I live in a culture with more rights. We got women's rights. We got dogs' rights. We got chihuahua rights. We got rights. You want God to demand His? You want God to be fair? Oh, come on. I've even heard some of y'all say this. It's not what? And I've even heard you whine. It's not fair. They're not being fair to me. I get so tired of hearing, well, the reason I got fired is because this or that. Most of the time, the reason you got fired is you didn't do the job. I don't know any employer that fires people that get it done. I've never seen an employer say, man, this employee is absolutely overwhelming. They are on time all the time. They never take a long lunch break. They never take off on days they don't need to be off. They work and my company prospers because of their energy that they put in. I have never seen anybody like that get fired. Boy, that got it quiet in here. Yeah. See if they'll fire you if you're early to work every time. Yeah, but we want to demand our right. It's not fair. You want God to demand His right? Well, here's His right. There was a tree in the middle of the garden. Guess what God said about that tree? Don't. I like that. Don't. Don't what? Man, this man, Jeffries, this command was so simple, even an offensive lineman could get it. We think about that pew. It was that simple. There's a tree in the middle of the garden. Don't eat from the... What do we do? You want God to be fair? You want God to demand His rights? He could have killed every human right there and been justified in doing so. Why? Well, come on, all you fair people. You want fairness. You want the Fairness Act. You want everything to be fair. That's fair. Well, that'll get you out of fairness real quick, won't it? And turn you to what? Mercy and grace. Mercy and grace, baby. God said, in spite of what you did, I'm going to be who I am. Oh, hold on to this. In spite of what you did, I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be God, and I'm merciful, and I'm just, and I'm loving, and I'm redemptive, and I'm restoring. And in spite of what you did, Clay, you hearing what I'm saying to these folks? In spite of what you did, in spite of what you did, I'm going to be who I am, says God. So there's neither Jew nor Greek. Watch this. There's neither slave nor free. Let me break that down where you can understand it in our culture. Management, labor. We got any issues there? How many of y'all ever hear this? The man's getting me. I don't know who this man is, but I've been hearing about him for 46 years, and he gets everybody. This man, he's an invisible man, and he's getting everybody, and he's keeping everybody down. He's invisible. The man. Is that who you work for? The man. What's his name? The man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You hear people talking all the time. Man, I'd be better off if I worked for the man. Are they really? What's his name? The man. You know what that is? We don't understand, man. It doesn't matter what you're positioned in. It matters that you live free wherever you are. Now, I'm going to preach for just a second. If you work with your hands, you better be proud you can work with your hands. Now, I want y'all to hear something. Man, I'm telling you what. If I could preach one section of Scripture to describe Hillview, I'd preach this section right here. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. You know what I love about Hillview? We got people that can put a car together, and we got people that can put a brain together, all in the same church. And you know what? When your car's busted, guess what you need? Sure ain't a brain surgeon. You ever seen a brain surgeon ever try to work on a Ford? You're dead on the water. But guess what? Now, I don't necessarily want my mechanic working on my brain when it has a problem, do y'all? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. We all got a distinct purpose for the glory of God. Amen? I saw Tyrone today. I've had Tyrone since he's a kid. When Tyrone sings, you how many of y'all have heard Tyrone sing? He sings here, he sings there, he sings everywhere now. I mean, God has put a song up in him, all right? Well, guess what? Tyrone, I will never sing with you. Guess why? It ain't because you're black and I'm white. Guess why? It's because you can sing and I can't. That's the leading reason. God gave us different what? Gifts and purposes, all to glorify Him. It's not about management. It's not about labor. It's are you being who you're supposed to be and living out the life you're supposed to have? You know what a lot of us do? You evaluate your life based on how much money you make. That's awful. How much money you need? How much money you need? Come on, I'll give you an opportunity right here. Million, 2 million, 3 million? See, it's the wrong question. How many of y'all need a life? Get a life, and then you'll have enough. Let me tell you about money. I want you to have a good perspective about it. You need a little, buy some stuff and run around. But guess what? When you die, it ain't going with you. It's not, I promise you. So if you ride around in a cool ride, you know, what's this? You ain't taking them rims to heaven with you, I'm telling you right now. They'll corrode up there. That chrome don't match the gold up there on the streets. See what I'm saying? It's about living. Have I made sense? It's not about, am I free? Am I the man or am I working for the man? That's not what it's about. Do I follow Christ? That's what it's about. Make sense? And then ladies, guess what? God was concerned about women's rights. Guess what He said? It's not about being male and it's not about being female. It's about being a follower of Christ. God, the Spirit of God said, watch this. You don't get, you're not more spiritual because you're a male. However, men, let me clarify something here. You do have a position, and women have a position. Men ought to lead. I don't back off on that. Why? God built you to what? Lead and protect and provide. And when you don't do that, you're not doing what God made you to be. How many of you men have noticed as fathers, when your children fall down, they don't come and see you? That's not because you're a bad person. That's because you're a dad. My kid, like, I remember when Blake was a little kid, he busted his knee, you know, he'd get a little sticker scratch on it, and it needed major surgery, you know, and he's 3 years old, and he's hollering wide open. You know what? He bypassed me and went right to where? Yeah. Because he knew I was going to say something like this. You want me to get soft and cut your leg off? And say, you know, I say something like that. Now, guess what his mom's going to say? Oh, y'all know. Y'all say, he's a Snoopy Band-Aid. And I look at Elizabeth, I said, how come you don't treat me like that? She said, just listen to you and you'll know why. You know? See, it's different, isn't it? So it's not about being male or female, it's about being a follower of Christ. Now watch the summary here. He says, you better live as a child. We're going to sum it up here. You better live as a what? Here's what I'm saying. Is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. He is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. Note this. How many of y'all are still under slavery under the basic principles of this world? Young ladies, you're beautiful. Why do you let anybody tell you different? See, that's under the principles of this world. That's under the slavery of the law. That's living under law. Who said 110-pound women were beautiful? And who said if you had a little more curve, that wasn't beautiful? The principle of this world. Be who you are in Christ. Y'all are believers in Christ. And I'm going to preach on it today. Quit buying the principles of this world when you've been given the inheritance of heaven. It's time to wake the church up. Not these rules. These positions. Hold on, I'm a child of heaven. Hold on, that changes everything. How many of y'all are a child of heaven? You know who my daddy is? Y'all, we got the same daddy. How many of y'all ever played Who's Your Daddy? How many of you ever talked about your daddy when you were, you know, growing up? my daddy. I mean, I told you all that joke about the daddies, didn't I? You know, preacher's son, they have a rough time getting a daddy war when they're little kids. And there's one preacher, man, boy, he was tore up. Little preacher's kid. And the preacher's kid run around with a executive banker's kid. And then the other guy was a great salesman, and all three of them out there. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, last week my daddy built us an Olympic-sized swimming pool. He said, we got Olympic-sized swimming pool, not a little swimming pool, Olympic-sized pool. He said, we own an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Another little boy, he goes, well, I'll tell you what, that ain't nothing, man. He said, my daddy built his own, he's got three holes of a golf course right there in his own backyard, and he built it, and he's got his own tennis courts, man. He owns everything. Finally, little preacher boy, his daddy, you know, he's a preacher, he ain't got nothing. He said, what's he gonna use? Finally, he said, I'm gonna tell you what. He said, my daddy owns hell. Another two little boys looked at him and said, you can't own hell. He said, uh-huh. He came in last night, Sunday night, from the deacons meeting and said the deacons gave it to him. So he's trying to find something to what? Something to what? Something to hold on to. He is trying to position himself according to the principles of what? This world. Don't live under that. Listen, I want to get rid of some things for just a moment in this room. Listen, you're all beautiful people in the name of Jesus. I mean, let's really get some stuff. Man, quit seeing black and white. If you see black and white, get over that and start seeing Jesus. See, I don't have to see all that black and white. I'm so glad. And I've boxed on both sides of that issue. I'm tired of hearing that issue. I want to hear an issue about people being redeemed. Where's that story? Where's that story? I'll tell you where it is. It's with the people of heaven that hadn't preached it. It's about redemption. It's not about talking about being a slave. It's talking about living as a free man. That's where life gets good. You're a child of heaven. Then you ought to sing like you live in heaven. You ought to preach like you're coming from heaven. You ought to live your marriage life like it's made in what? Y'all ever heard that? You know, a match made in what? It is. When two believers, check this out. This is cool, Balcony. Some of y'all are married up here, right? How many of y'all are married and like it? How many of y'all are married and don't like it, but you're going to stay that way anyway because you made a covenant commitment, all right? That works too, okay? What? Let's be honest about me. How many of y'all like it sometimes? I'm getting up here where, honey, you don't even like it sometimes? Elizabeth's over here sitting on her hands. See, I go through, look, she raised her hand like this. Like, yeah, it's okay. Thank God I'm going to die and go to heaven one day. Now, really, if we're connected as a child of heaven, when you get married, guess what? Match made in heaven. Girls, that's my prayer, bro. One day when y'all get married, guess who you got to find? First of all, y'all are believers, so you got to find a believing husband. So that's real easy on dating. First thing you ask, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? They say no. You go, good, let me out. Because why would you want to marry what's not of heaven? Now, I know what some of you are going, well, Pastor Dave, that's judgmental. Yeah, what's your problem? You don't think you pass judgment every day? I pass judgment every day I drive by Dairy Queen. Every day. Every day if I look over there, Blizzard's over there talking to me. They're going, come and eat, partake of me. And I had to make a judgment. Because if I eat a Blizzard every day, guess what? Y'all have a lot more pastor than you do right now. And I know I haven't. I'll be one of them preachers one day that's got like four jaws coming down. That's why they say, God, because you get three echoes out of each syllable. Okay? I don't want to be living like that. I don't want to be living like that. So I make a judgment, Gary Dale. Guess what judgment I have to make? Got to pass you on by. We make judgments every day. Now, here's what I want to know. Where do your judgments come from? Under the law or in relationship with Christ? See, we're not subject to the law. We're not under the law anymore. He said, used to, you were under the law. But you have an inheritance. Hold on. How many of y'all glad to get an inheritance? How many of y'all, do you work for an inheritance? Do you work for an inheritance? Sure. Do you work for an inheritance? It's not a trick question. Just tell me. It's not a trick question, I promise. Do you work for an inheritance? No! How do you get an inheritance? Well, somebody dies or somebody, you know, they can give you one without dying. You receive it, John. That's exactly what you did today. You showed the world you had received grace. And now you're connected to heaven. See, new believers get this. They go, hey, pastor, you received it. Sunday school teachers are going, well, now, do we really receive it, accept it, divide it? No, we receive it. Let me ask you a question. How would you live tomorrow? If tonight there was a telegram came in from, you know, email, instant message, Twitter, whatever. You got the message, however you get it. And it's delivered to you, and here's what it says. You've just had a great-great uncle that's passed away, and they're giving you $7 million. Garrett, you just have to sign for it. What would you do? Good. You're very smart. I'm glad. You just $7 million. It's your what? It's your inheritance. You know, you had good DNA. Did you choose it? Did it choose you? Now what's your choice? You still have a choice. To receive it and how you live it out. What are you going to do with $7 million? Are you going to glorify? I mean, we're going to come in here and you got six different colors in your hair and you up there thumping a solid 14-karat gold bass guitar? If you are, you have missed it by three decades. Now, are you going to glorify you? Or are you going to let God's inheritance glorify God? Now we're tracking. You ready? Fixing the clothes. Look what he said. Don't live under legal pressures when you have been given a relationship. You have been freed. Let me apply this real quick. How many of y'all are still filled with guilt and shame all the time? Why? Why would you live a life of guilt and shame? Hold on. How many of you believe this? If I ask you this, do you believe Jesus Christ has forgiven you of all your sin? Well, if you believe that and you receive that, then how can you be filled with guilt and shame? I'll show you how. Okay, I hear that all the time. I think it's great. We can't forgive ourselves. How many of y'all have ever said that? I'd feel better if I could forgive myself. Okay, now I really want to give you the truth here. Okay, you forgive yourself. What's your destination? Correct. So here's all forgiving yourself accomplishes you. It helps you feel better on your way to hell. So you might as well feel bad on your way to hell. At least you know where you're headed. Forgiving yourself does not restructure your life. Jesus forgiving you restructures your life. Because that created you now has what? Remade you. See the difference? That's where the restructure is. And it goes on, and here's what God says. God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that would be us, that we might receive the full rights of what? How many of y'all are glad to have full rights of sons in the kingdom of heaven? Full rights as daughters. You are sons and daughters in the kingdom of heaven. Somebody look at their worship neighbor and say, you are a child of God. Come on, I'm about to finish. You're a child of who? Jack? Here, stand up, Jack. I can embarrass you. Look, Jack is he's a son of God right here. Jack, look. Jack, you have a tattoo, don't you?
Yes.
So you can have a tattoo and be a son of God, right? Good. Thank you, Jack. You did really good. That was good. I mean, that was powerful poisoning the way you modeled right there. Son of God. A daughter of God. Now, hold on. I'm not carrying on here. I'm telling you what am I not reading from the Bible right here? I didn't say you were a son of God or a daughter of God. God said you were. Wow. You say, well, Pastor Steve, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm into. No, you don't understand how much God loves you. But He wants to call you a son and daughter of the kingdom. Right here it is in His Word. When He goes on, guess what He says? Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Check this out, Garrett. It's amazing. The Jews would have gone crazy to hear some lunatic say, not only can you say the name of God, but call Him Daddy? That's how intimate God is. Wait a minute, hold on. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, how did he say? Our, who art in, how holy is your name. Give us this day our. Cool. How many of y'all pray that? How many of y'all live that? Let me ask you a question. Watch, I'm going to challenge you. All of us. Me too, because I do this. I don't know. If I really do believe God, give us this day our daily bread, then why do I get so worked up when my 401k, whatever it is, just goes haywire? Because see, if I trust God to give me my daily bread, then I live in what? This is a good example right here. Write this one down. Elizabeth, you getting this one? This is a good example. If I truly, because I didn't, this is the only service I've done this in. This is live. Now look at here, happening right here at the moment. If I trust in my 401k, then what am I subject to? The stock market. What does the stock market do? Sam, you know, you're a businessman. What does the stock market do? Goes up and it does what? Goes down. If I was to live my life by the stock market, they would diagnose me bipolar. True. I would be diagnosed by that because I'm living under those principles. In some days, I would feel what? Up. In some days, I would be what? Because I'm under the principles of the what? Now, if I go under the principles of God, give us this day our daily, then who am I going to trust for the provision? God. You know how you trust God for the provision? You go study if you're a student, because that's trusting God for the provision. If God made you smart, you make an A. If God made you kind of smart, you make a B. If you can get through, you make a C. If you make a D, be a real good talker and become a salesman and make a lot of money. See, God will set it up. You ready? Let's finish it up. Look at here. It's cool. Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you're a son, God has made you also an heir. Live in the freedom of God. You're a child of God. You will be a child of who? God. Lincoln Bingham, a great friend of mine, great preacher, has been preaching in Kentucky for decades. I'm going to listen to Lincoln Bingham when he talks about slavery, because guess what? Lincoln Bingham's grandfather was a slave. And Lincoln Bingham remembers being 12 years old listening to his grandfather who was a slave. Okay, I'm very offended when I hear people talk like they know something about slavery. And I mean, you never drank out of a different kind of water fountain. You never went to a different restaurant. Listen, y'all, we cannot run this jazz in our moment of time. Because you know about as much about it as I do in this moment of time. Now it's time to live as what? Children. But Lincoln Bingham's grandfather, that wasn't his story. Lincoln Bingham's grandfather was a slave. And he illustrates this point, and I heard Lincoln preach this part of Scripture, and I use this story every time I preach it, because the Holy Spirit in Lincoln Bingham nailed it with this illustration better than any way I could explain it. He said he remembers when he was a 12-year-old kid, his grandfather could never believe he was a free man. Although Lincoln had signed those emancipation papers, he had signed them, his grandfather would say this. He'd say, Lincoln, I don't think it's ever happened. I don't think it's ever happened. He'd say, there's no way a white man in a white house is going to set a black man free. What was that in the mind of Mr. Bingham? Impossible. How many of y'all sitting here today living under slavery? Living confined. Because you think it's impossible for God to change you. You can't imagine that God would love you so much that He'd forgive you of your sins. You can't imagine that God loves you so much He would call you a son and daughter of heaven. You can't imagine that God wants to give you such an incredible life derived from heaven if you just what? Receive it. Lincoln said, my grandfather passed away a free man who was convinced he was a slave. How many of us God has signed our freedom papers, and we live with a mindset of slavery. We go back to what we once had instead of living in the inheritance that we do have. That's a big difference, isn't it? Huge! And you know what? It'll change everything. Today, some of y'all need to get some things squared away. Make sense? I love you. I'm glad you're here. If you're here for the first time today, there's a highly, highly distinct possibility you're here because God wants you to know that you can be saved. He wants you to know that your sins can be forgiven and you can be connected to heaven. Jesus is like all in on that. He's so in on that, He gave His life so that could happen. That's pretty committed, isn't it? That God would die for you. How many of y'all believe these things to be true? How many of y'all glad to know that I get to preach the gospel? It's not about Jews. It's not about Greeks. It's what I love about Hillview. Keep it up, Hillview. Guess who can be saved? Come on, tell me. Who can be saved? Everybody. Anybody. I heard it this week again. I was so proud. I get tickled about this. I heard somebody talking about our church. And I was undercover. I go undercover sometimes. And I was listening and hold it up and they go, yeah, man, I know some people go out there at Hillview. They'll take anybody. So I tapped this dude and I said, man, I go out there. I said, we will. They're talking about our church. They didn't even know I was pastor. You know, after 20 years, you should be able to detect who the pastor is, one of them. But you know what they were blown away with? You know what they were mad about? That we'd take anybody. You know why we'll take anybody? Because Jesus takes anybody. And Jesus said it ain't about Jew and it ain't about Gentile. It ain't about black, it ain't about white. It ain't about Asian, it ain't about Hispanic. It ain't about where you came from. It's about where you're headed. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I've done a lot of sin. Yeah, I understand. And that enslaves us. So today I'm saying, why don't you get free of your slavery and walk into the freedom compliments of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of y'all have lived against God? Anybody here lived against God other than the pastor? Doesn't work. What do you find? Restriction, man. It is. Shame, guilt, all that stuff. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, girl? I mean, like, why we won't live like that? When I can wake up in the morning. Hold on, wake up in the morning and go, wait a minute. I'm a child of God. Destined for this day, capable of delivering heaven at any moment. Do you realize that, Robin? Now, I'm not saying Bobby does it every day, but he's capable of delivering heaven at any moment. Put him in there, Rachel. Your husband could do that. Now, I hope I didn't get you in trouble, okay? But you see what I'm saying? What's this? He does. How many of y'all believe that? What if we started having a whole church that act like that? What if we had a church that was so filled with the Spirit of God that we had to tell people in town? We put one of those beepers on us, like a guy on those big dump trucks, you know? Beep, 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 beep. Caution, people filled with the Holy Spirit coming through. Do not touch them, it could get on you. Warning, warning, your life could what? Change. So I hope today if you don't know Jesus, man, you'll receive Jesus. We want you to at Hillview, but you know what? We can't save you. Wish we could, but we can't. I'm sorry. So if you just come today and then end up in heaven and go, I went to Hillview one day, that's not going to help you, but let me show you what will. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I need your help because I can't save myself. And Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for where I've been, but Jesus, I want to go where you'll take me. So guess what? Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin and come into my life. What do you think Jesus would do if you ask him to do that? Yeah. Mr. Lynn, have you ever seen Jesus refuse anybody? I haven't seen Jesus refuse anybody. I mean, this is literally, this isn't even preacher talk. This is for real. I've seen thousands of people receive Jesus Christ. I have never, Karen, seen this happen. Somebody bow down and say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe you're the Savior and I need you to save me. I have never heard a voice from heaven that said, no. Never. Because God wants you within. Now, guess what I have seen a lot? God say, come, be forgiven.
And people do this. Not right now. I see it every Sunday. People walk out of Hillview Heights Church. They not saved. They not disconnected. They disconnected from Jesus. They ain't in heaven. You know what I do when I see you walk out? Dear God, protect those people more than anybody this week. Because guess what? If I die this week, Pastor Jamie will be preaching Sunday. And we'll roll on. I'm fine. Elizabeth might miss me for a couple of days, and she'll be fine. And we're rolling. But you know what? If some of you die in this room today, we will never, ever, ever see you again. Because the separation between heaven and hell is permanent. You see, I don't want earth to be as close to heaven as you'll ever be. I want you to go ahead and let God bring heaven to you. Amen. Listen, I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's the truth. So we got some folks that need to receive Jesus today. We got some folks that need to come and be baptized. If you haven't been baptized, in the name of Jesus, get that taken care of. And don't tell me you're scared. Lord have mercy. Do you all see how weak that is? Pastor Steve, I'm scared to be baptized. You're talking about a Jesus who shed every bit of blood for your life and you're scared to get wet? Come on. That's not what's plaguing you. It's the devil trying to make you doubt. That's what's really going on. So don't doubt. Receive and accept. Make sense? Well, let's stand together. We're going to open the altar up. Y'all been beautiful today? Y'all okay with being beautiful? Y'all okay with being beautiful? Come on, you're the reflection of God's Word. You're the reflection of God's Word. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we open this altar. Lord, I pray today that hundreds of people come and receive you and come to be baptized. Lord, I pray that we as a pastoral staff won't doubt what you might do in this moment. Lord, I pray that we never get connected to a routine, but we stay in a relationship with the living God. Lord, we thank you for the new building, but it doesn't mean anything if Jesus is not preached. Lord, we thank you for a parking lot expansion, but that won't do anything if Jesus is not lived. And so, Lord, I just pray right now that you open these corridors. Listen, if you've never asked Jesus in your life right now, go ahead and just follow this prayer. This prayer gets you started. Lord Jesus, today I know I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, today I believe you died on the cross and you've risen from a grave. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you right now to come into my life. If you pray that prayer, come and talk to one of our pastors because we just want to make sure that Jesus got you. Okay? We can't get Jesus to you, but we can talk about it and make sure you got you. If you've never been baptized, I don't care how big a boy you are, don't have how beautiful you are, how much money you have, it's time to step up and get done what God wants done. So right now, guess what? We already got people coming. Hallelujah. Listen, this altar going to rush today, isn't it? Isn't it? You feel it? You feel it? It's good stuff, isn't it? Come on, you feel it? Bailey, what about in your section? Is it moving? It's moving. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Balcony. Steps right there. Boom. Take you right to the altar. Those right over there, boom, take you to the altar. If you need a little longer time to get to the altar, you can walk all the way across either way and get to the altar. The point is, you can get to the what? I got some great news today. The altar is open for the salvation of humankind. Looks like we're all qualified. God wants to bless you and love you. Will you come? Will you receive Him? Will you be baptized? Will you be prayed over? Will you be healed? Will you let God have His way in your life? Right now, the altar's open. Come on, folks. Come on. Let Jesus have your life. Let Jesus have your life right now. Come on. God's moving in some folks. Come on. Keep it moving. Come on. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just bring them forward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.